Good morning. Welcome to Devash Lafi. We're still in mourning, and we're looking at Smyrna. Smyrna, the congregation in Smyrna. In Smyrna, the suffering Kehillah, the suffering Kehillah. In Psalm 66, for you have tested us, O God, and they were tested. You have purified us as silver is refined. You brought us into a net. You laid a burden on our backs. You caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, yet you brought us out to superabundance. Superabundance, literally in Hebrew, strength through water. We exited, we came out, yatsah. We came out, we exited into a place of strength through water. But they were tested. Now this congregation at Smyrna was the suffering. It's considered to be the congregation of martyrs in many coming through. That's true today. There are many still martyrs going in different parts of the world. You say, well, I don't know any martyrs. Well, we can learn of them through different organizations that are doing that work of reaching peoples that are suffering. We have a beautiful brother, Chuck, in our congregation. I won't mention his last name because he doesn't like to be, he won't be filmed or anything, but he trains those that are in many cases going to give their lives for the Lord in martyrdom. It's incredible. But there are those who give their lives for the Lord. But here is the Kehillah in Smyrna. And let me give you a little background on this congregation. It is the only of the, this is Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Remember, to the angel he writes, and Yeshua identifies himself as the first and the last. He says, I'm before everything and I'm after everything. So I've got it all covered. I'm taking care of you. No matter what you're facing, I went before you and I'll be after you. I've got it all covered. I was dead. I experienced martyrdom. I was dead. And now I'm alive. I came alive again. I came alive again. I was brought into death, but I came alive again, and so will you. So he's encouraging them this way. And he says, I know your tribulation, your poverty, but you're really rich. You're really rich. And the slander of those who say they're Jewish and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They're persecuting you, and you're rejected for your identification with me. You suffer because of your identification with Yeshua, with me. He says, but don't worry about it. He says, you're going to suffer. Don't fear what you're about to suffer. Devil's about to throw you into, some of you, not all of you, but some of you, into prison. They're probably going to be killed, so that you may be tested, and you'll have tribulation for 10 days. 10 days, and we'll explain that, as we said later. Be faithful to death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Well, Smyrna was the crown, considered to be the crown of, it was called the Acropolis on Mount Pegasus in Smyrna, was called the crown of Smyrna. And he says, you'll have a real crown. You'll have the crown of life from me. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, the Ruach, is saying to Messiah's communities. It's to all of us. It's for us, every one of us who are believers. Because we have to face tests as well and trial. And we may give our lives for the Lord too. Who knows what's going to happen in our time? The one who overcomes shall never be harmed by the second death. So Smyrna is the only of the seven congregational cities that are mentioned here in Revelation 2 and 3, which is still in existence today. Its name was changed to Izmir in 1922, which is Turkish. It's in Turkey now. And it's the third largest city of Turkey with 3 million people, 3 million souls. Lord, reach those 3 million souls in Turkey today. Reach them, Lord. Majority of which are Muslim. Reach them, Lord, with the good news of Yeshua, with the Besorah, the good news of the gospel of Yeshua. It's its busiest port today. It's 35 miles north of Ephesus, which we spoke about in the last few weeks. In the time of Yochanan, when John wrote, it was also very busy and very beautiful. It had a famous stadium, a library, huge library, and the largest public theater in Asia. And this was a music center, just like we're in Nashville. Nashville's a music center. Well, it was the home of music, like we're known here for in Music City. We call it Music City Nashville. It's called Music City. It claimed to be the birthplace of the great poet Homer. At either end, it was of the city was a temple, one dedicated to a local goddess Cybele, C-Y-B-E-L-E, Cybele, and the other to Zeus. There were others to Aphrodite, to Apollo, and to Asclepius. So think about all the temptation, all the conflict, all the difficulty, because they're in the midst of all these false gods. The Acropolis on Mount Pegasus was called the Crown of Smyrna. Coins describe the city as the first of Asia in beauty and size. So again, Yeshua says, I'm the first. They're not the first, but your city calls itself the first, but I'm really the first. First, Smyrna had a special relationship to Rome. It won permission over 10 other Asian cities to build a temple to the Emperor Tiberius. So this strong allegiance to Rome, and it had its very large Jewish population clashed with the young Messianic Jewish community. Messianic community created a great conflict. So think about, for the believers, the conflict they experienced being in the midst of this big godless city, all around them godlessness all the time, false gods, emperor worship, and they're being pushed from all sides, and yet they're following Yeshua in the midst of this. The most famous martyr in the early Kehillah of Smyrna was a man named Polycarp. You ever hear of Polycarp? In AD 155, or we might say 155 CE, two different dating systems, by the way, AD, and you say the year after it is in the year of our Lord, in the meaning, and that's, so Christians use that term, and Jewish people don't use that term, not acknowledging Jesus, you know, birth as the center, which it really wasn't his actual birth anyways, probably four years different from that. So CE, common era, and Jewish people use BCE, before the common era, and common era. It doesn't matter what you want to use. Polycarp, anyway, was martyred in AD 155. So not only, you know, 155 years after Yeshua's birth, about. He was burned alive on a bonfire in the stadium for refusing to acknowledge Caesar as Lord. How about that? He said, no way. He said, I'm going to die. He gave his life for it. He's known for this beautiful saying, 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. So how can I deny him now? He's done me no wrong. They don't know if it means he'd been a believer 86 years. Wow, he lived a long life. Or he'd just lived 86 years. And he says, but I've served him 86 years. Now, Smyrna means myrrh. Smyrna is myrrh. And myrrh is associated with death and embalming, as we mentioned. It's mentioned in John 19, verses 39 and 40. Death and embalming. But not only that. Myrrh was used in consecrating the priests and the Mishkan, the tabernacle, which we'll be talking about again this week, for the last time in our service on Saturday on Shabbat. It was used for purification of, in 2 weeks we celebrate Purim, Book of Esther. It was used in purifying Queen Esther. It's mentioned in Esther chapter 2. Now, myrrh is used today. People do use it for joint inflammation. They use it for different kinds of pain to help. And infections. It had to be crushed in order to give out its fragrance. And I don't have it to tell you what the fragrance is like, but some of you might have it that are watching this, and they say it has a balsamic kind of earthy smell to it. Well, Smyrna carries the meaning of suffering. Smyrna is one of the two congregations that Messiah had nothing against, as we shared last time. No words of rebuke or condemnation for them at all. Nothing bad to say. And I'll, again, have you noticed that when we're suffering, we're not sinning. we're not tempted. We're not sinning. We're not, in the flesh. We're not arrogant. We're not proud. We're humble. We're dependent upon God. And that's why 1 Peter 4:1, he says, therefore, since Messiah suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For the one who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin, has ceased from sin. 1 Peter 4:1. The Greek word there has stopped, has come to an end with sin. So we're less sinful when we're suffering. And it's just the reality of it. God allows it for that purpose. It's one of the reasons for it. And this congregation at Smyrna is in this location and is going to undergo suffering, as to glorify the Lord. So beautiful story. We'll continue more in this tomorrow, God willing, because we have a lot to say about it. And we'll look at Yeshua's titles and how he knew there what they would go through. He knew everything, and how God knows everything. We'll look at the words that he uses in the Greek, and we will look at, again, cover that phrase, the synagogue of Satan, how that's been twisted and used in the wrong way. We'll explain some of the possible interpretations and what it means, and definitely look at the crown of life, the crown of life that he promised them. So you have a blessed Yom Tov. Shalom.